Sunshine and 71 degrees in Rhinelander at 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians yesterday confirmed the first case of COVID-19 on the reservation. Tribal President Joseph Wildcat Sr. says health officials are testing people who came into close contact with the person who tested positive. He reports so far, rapid testing has been negative, and those tested are not showing signs of being sick. All close contacts will be in isolation for 14 days. Officials are following the same protocols as Vilas County when the virus was discovered. Wildcat said they expected the virus to arrive and said to remain calm. He encouraged people to practice social distancing and wash hands frequently. The Tribal Council and Emergency Response Team immediately enacted a plan to limit the spread of the virus. He says they will continue to provide updates on the tribe's website to keep everyone informed as possible. An association for Wisconsin's hospitals is reminding the public it shouldn't put off seeking important health care. Hospital emergency departments and urgent care clinics are at the ready. Ken Kroll has more.
That recommendation from the Wisconsin Hospital Association and the Wisconsin chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians. WHA President and CEO Eric Borgerding says to date the state has been able to avoid a massive influx of COVID-19 patients. He says medical facilities are beginning to gear up postponed procedures.
Hospitals in Wisconsin are definitely ramping back up to meet the care needs of the non-COVID care needs of the people of Wisconsin.
Recent reports found many people are putting off what otherwise would have been medical visits for more serious conditions, fearing going to the hospital. Borgerding says hospitals are ready to treat those needing help.
There's no reason to be concerned about going into the hospital, especially if you have an urgent or an emergency situation. Don't delay that. You know, get in there and get the care you need.
Borgerding says you should reach out to your provider to check about non-emergency procedures that have been postponed because of the COVID-19 outbreak. He emphasized that delaying or avoiding necessary care altogether, emergency or otherwise, can lead to significant worsening of time-sensitive health problems. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Students at Lakeland Union High School in Minocqua will return to classes this fall with a possible ban on carrying backpacks during the school day. This week, the school board reviewed the first draft of the student handbook that outlines the possible new policy. The intent is to prevent contraband from being brought into classes. Principal Justin Zeus admits the new policy would be unpopular with students and some parents. Board member Barb Peck favors the new policy, saying students will adjust. But fellow board member Barry Seidel says the new policy would penalize students who have a useful purpose for a backpack, and they could bring contraband in another way. Lakeland is one of the few schools in the area that allows students to have backpacks with them during the school day. The proposed changes will return to the board at a future date for a final decision. As Wisconsin moved into the depths of the COVID-19 pandemic and the economy fell in April, an odd thing happened in the real estate market. Prices on homes rose. The Wisconsin Realtors Association releases monthly sales and price numbers. Consulting economist David Clark says the quantity of existing home sales fell nearly 7% in April compared with April 2019. Realtors expected with the economy slumping, the market would fall. But Clark says tightening numbers of homes for sales drove the median price up about 7% over the past year. He said the tight inventory won out.
While there's a balancing act here, looks like the supply effect, the significant reduction in homes available for sale, continue to put that rather significant upward pressure on prices.
Clark says the peak sales times are May through August, so the slumping economy will likely lead to slower summer sales. But if buyers are interested and can find a property, it's a good time to finance.
This is about the best time that we've seen in the last 50 years to get a mortgage. Those mortgage rates dropped to their lowest level since we started tracking 30-year fixed rate mortgage data back in 1971.
Current mortgage rates are around 3%. In the Northwoods through April 20th, median prices rose 9% and sales were off about 3%. Central Wisconsin saw prices rise about 4% and sales were about the same as a year ago. Wausau American Legion Post 10 placed flags around the graves of fallen soldiers at Rest Lawn Memorial Park on Wednesday. WAOW television reports some veterans wore masks, gloves, some social distanced, and everyone paid respect to the fallen. Rest Lawn has canceled its annual Memorial Day program, explaining the CDC guidelines recommending against gatherings of 10 or more people. Still, the Memorial Park is hoping families will contribute to a virtual tribute Amber Pender is the office manager at Restlawn.
We knew that we still needed to do something to pay our respects to them, and we figured why not try and put together a video of every veteran that we can so that we can still honor those who have served.
They've been collecting clips from families, putting together a video that will be released on Memorial Day. In your forecast for this afternoon, 77 degrees our high temperature under mostly sunny skies. Cloudy skies then for tomorrow, high near 72. By the way, it'll be 52 overnight. Then a chance of showers moves in for the weekend, starting Friday night into Saturday. Undercurrents is on the way next. Then at 1:30, we'll break in with comments from Governor Tony Evers and his COVID-19 task force. That's coming up again at 1:30. You're listening to WXPR News.